Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Bones on the Bayou, a Sarah Booth Delaney Mississippi Delta short mystery by Carolyn Haynes. Narrated by Kate Forbes. Jealousy never shows a pretty face, and Christmas doesn't make this less true. It was the green-eyed monster that prodded me onto a bridge over Silver Bayou in Shaw, Mississippi, on a December night as crisp and clear as anything Montana might offer. It felt like the frozen north, with a wind gusting at 20 miles per hour. I burrowed deeper into the collar of my coat and jammed my gloved hands into my pockets. Beside me, my partner in Delaney Detective Agency, Tinky Belcase Richmond, tried not to shiver. She pulled a monogrammed flask from her coat pocket and knocked back a jolt of Grey Goose, unconcerned that the crowd lining the bridge saw her. Such conduct usually fell at my feet, not Tinky's. She was a lady. I had no ambitions to hold that title. "Alcohol won't warm you up," I reminded her. "It's a vasodilator. So ultimately it makes you colder." Talk about a role reversal. Tinky was normally the voice of reason, and I was the wild hare. She took another swig. Tinky and her husband Oscar had assumed the roles of hormonal teenagers, all because of Enzo Assetto, a member of the Italian delegation, a group of Venice businessmen and women who were spending the Christmas holidays in the Mississippi Delta to explore a potential investment deal that could be an economic boon to the area. "Oscar behaved like a fool." Tinky tipped the flask again. "Did you speak with him today?" She'd spent last night with me, and most of the day at Dahlia House, except for a bit of shopping and an appointment at the hair salon. "He didn't call me, and I'm not about to call him." I had to snap her out of her funk. "Oscar is insecure. So what? It happens. And you were flirting with Enzo." The whole peccadillo was a tempest in a teapot. Tinky always flirted. As Queen Bee Daddy's girl, Tinky was born and bred to string men behind her like she was the sexy Pied Piper, and they were besotted rats. Oscar most often took pride in her accomplished skills. It had to be the pressures of the holiday season that had put my normally bubbly partner and her husband on edge. It didn't help that with Enzo, Tinky had found a male counterpart. Dark, polished, virtually sex on a stick. Enzo zeroed in on Tinky, and they had flamed the hallowed halls of the club in Xenia with their suggestive repartee and innuendos. It had been like watching a verbal tango. We'd all enjoyed the show as the two of them matched swords. Everyone, except Tinky's husband, had been greatly amused by the dance of coquetry. All of the state dignitaries in attendance, the politicians, the business owners, and those with wealth and power, had applauded and encouraged the show. End result, Tinky and Oscar had a very public fight, and Tinky stormed out of the club and came to Dahlia House, where she'd spent the night, and now refused to go home to Hilltop. If Oscar meant to woo her, I'd seen no signs of it. "You hurt Oscar's pride. You're an accomplished male manipulator. You know better." The schoolmarm role did not comfortably fit me, but someone had to take action. "Oscar needs to grow up. Enzo is a master of the tease, and I enjoyed sparring with him. That's it. He's a handsome man, and I'm sure he'll cut a swath through the available Delta female population. Not my concern." I nudged Tinky. "I know that. So does Oscar when he stops letting jealousy rule his emotions. You should be flattered your husband cares enough to get jealous." In the light from the bridge, I saw Tinky's lips purse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?